Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.
It's just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
Demi's winning that team. Demi's winning you.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray,
thank you.
Let me shake hands with you. You come in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I tell you nothing but a couple of pints won't do, I'll tell you, you know.
He gets a bit behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man.
Donegal 23 points, Kerry 1 goal and 18, 23 versus 21, and a free to Donegal on the stand side here of Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney.
30 seconds left, Paddy. Will we just count down the clock? You know the way they count it down there in some, and as the ladies' football in Crow Pie, we'll count her down. This will be some victory. Why did you say 1988? Donegal have kicked this long high in on top of the full back line.
Well, that's old school if I ever saw it. So, Kerry in possession. They need to work it in the next 15 seconds. Donegal leading by two. 1988, the last time Donegal have won in Kerry. That one was in Tralee. It's about a half an hour from here. But Donegal are going to come away with two.
Five seconds remaining.
We have the Hooter, and Donegal have come to Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney, Fortress Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney, and come away with the 2 points. Donegal's first win since 1988 in the Deep South in the Kingdom. Donegal 23 points, Kerry 1 goal and 18 points. Martin McHugh.
That's unbelievable, Paddy. You know, it's a proud day for us all to be Donegal. Most the disappointing thing for the people at home is that they didn't see it, haven't seen the game, and you know, but hopefully that our commentary and everything else helped them to know, you know, to give it to them as good. This is a big victory. This is a sweet victory. We have 4 points, Paddy. Listen, we have the Derry game the week after the league final. Do we want to be in the league final? I talked to you about that last week. I don't think we do want to be in the league, but we want to stay in Division 1. So 2 big points. All-Ireland champions coming next Sunday to Balvea. It'll be a big game and there'll be a massive crowd. But this is a great victory. Well done to Jim, the management team, and the team. I mean, last Sunday we beat Dublin and Kerry now in 2 games. Last week, if we look at it from a point of view, last week it was Dublin. We said, it was a poor Dublin team came. This day, Kerry threw everything at us. And great victory and great performance. We mentioned different players. You know, Fanbarorte, brilliant game. Great game, blocked and a wild important ball. I think it would take Kerry level, whatever. But you know, Brendan McCall did a good job. Patter Morgan came up and kicked important points. Ryan McHugh got very many points, played well at wing back. Owen Van Galler, good to see him, the pace and everything else. Kieran Moore, good game today, very good game. We lost Michael Langan earlier on. Kieran Thompson, great all round, you know, and worked hard. I got a four. I thought Conor O'Donnell was brilliant today. I thought he really worked hard. Paddy, you know, Shane O'Donnell, you know, that short kick out that he won and got away, and you had Darrow Beale, you know, worked hard. It's a good thing, didn't get into the game, worked hard. Oisín Gallen didn't have his game that he, you know, that he wanted to have. I thought Hugh McFadden was brilliant till he went off, and Oran Doherty came on and did really well. But, you know, and then, you know, we got another game and to Keelan McGonigal, and that's what's important. Look at, it's good now. The only minus coming out here, Paddy, is Michael Langan's hamstring, and seemingly somebody's saying it's bad enough pull of the hamstring the way he pulled it. I remember Jim talking about Dublin last week getting 2 hamstrings. I know they travelled up on the bus the day game. Now, our boys travelled down last night, stayed in Tralee and everything else. But, you know, see, with the games coming thick and fast, with the game thick and fast, and you know, with the amount of training you have to do to get ready, and our championship game not that far away. So, anyway, but I said that we take a draw. It's a great victory. It's 4 points on the board, and I think what other? There's another. It's us, and what other team has four? Has Galway won their 2 games? So it's us and Galway in 4 points now. Everybody else in 2. So it's a great position to be in going forward to, you know, having Armagh coming next week. But a great performance, and you know, even you know, the subs that came off the bench. You know, Mark Curran, good match. Did one brilliant tackle. Owen McHugh got on a ball at the end, were important, and carried it up the field. Paddy McBurdy, who basically started the game. Very good match, worked very hard. Jamie Brennan, back to the Jamie we know, and you know, which is great. And that scored then when I was saying hold on to the ball. So it's good, it's great, and we can, you know, we can, I know there's supporters waving up here, we can enjoy ourselves going back up the road now, Paddy. It's a nice trip up. But it's only the second time we came down to Kerry to beat them down here. So, you know, we've I know, we know that, you know, sometimes we used to say Kerry, you know, down to Kerry, we'd never beat Kerry. So this is good. This conference is going to give us and everything else. And we showed today, you know, Kerry are one of the favourites of all Ireland, and probably rightly so. They hadn't a David Clifford today and everything else. But, you know, we showed what we're about. And you know what it's going to be all about, Paddy, is a squad of players. And we showed today we had a squad. If you look at times in the past, we lost Michael Lang in the start and didn't have a Jason McGee there in the middle of the field, what would happen? No, not this team. Not this team and, you know, the conference and everything else that Jim's in it. So, good substitutions, you know, right? People say, you know, took off Hugh McFadden, who's playing really well, took off Ryan McHugh's playing well. But, you know, the legs, it's all about getting legs on the field and getting the legs. So, it's a 20-man game. So, well done to everybody and everybody home listening to. It's great for the county. And, you know, did any day we beat Kerry, it's a good day for us, Paddy. It's a great day for Donegal. So, we'll enjoy the old trip up the road.
Can I just ask you, for me, and you know 100 times more about football than me, you mentioned losing players like Sean Patton, Michael Langan, your own Ryan went off. This was all happening at various stages. Langan early on, Patton at half time, Ryan had to go off, okay. Maybe he was tired, he put in a huge shift. At those different stages, the start of the second half, Kerry came out of the blocks and the home supporters, the Partizan fans, had their tails up. But when Kerry got that goal late on as well, for me, it was the response to both of those. That was the recurring theme. And for me, Martin, that was probably the most pleasing aspect of the win. Donegal, maybe teams in the past would have put the heads down, given that record, that history of coming to Kerry.
That's exactly it. And if you conceded a goal against Kerry that stage, because at that stage up to that, you know, Ryan McHugh was playing a sweeper, pushing forward from there, and he'd gone off the field at that stage, and the next thing we end up giving away a goal. You say, look at Kerry, the crowd got behind them, everything up, but we showed great Kerry. And that's probably the pleasing thing, and I take it that's what Jim McGuinness will talk about after the game. That is, for a manager, the pleasing thing. And that's the great thing about it. Last week against Dublin, we looked at stage, we weren't going to win the match. Somebody, a fellow of me, rang me during the week and said, I didn't think you were going to win the stage, but you just dug deep. Today, we dug deep as well, and that's what's good. And we're not dependent on any certain players to win it for us now. You know, you've different players coming good different times, and that's what's good about it. And we've a good squad of players coming together. Now, the one thing we do need is we need these injuries to clear up. So, you know, hopefully we won't need to play them. That will get another 2 points in the league, at least, you know, 6 points, and get ready for the championship, which is probably the big one down the road. But I think that...
So winning tight games, and I remember when you took over Cavan and a couple of years in, you were winning. You said their attitude in the early league games wasn't good enough, and that was, you said, it was kind of like memory muscle for later on in the championship. You build up that muscle that you've been here, done that. Yeah, it's only a league game in February. We haven't won the All-Ireland, but that could be big later on in the year, or that's what you're hoping.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's what you're hoping, you know, because from the point of view, Paddy, is as you said, which, you know, you're hoping from a response, which is important, a performance, and different players kicking scores at important stages and showing leadership and everything else. Yeah, it's good. Now, you know, it's as you said, it's only the start of February. It's only a league match, but it's important that, you know, the time for Donegal to beat Dublin and then beat Kerry. I mean, in the past we wouldn't have heard of this, so it's great. Now, did Jim McGuinness or whoever pulled a great stunt by saying we'd called off the game the last day, we'd like a dry ball in the dry game, and we'll not go down, and now we're here today. And, you know, it's you know, from the point of view of you know, Kerry were given out and Jack O'Connor given out and everything else, but we showed, you know, Donegal showed the day we came down here, and we, you know, even sent the crowds and showed that, you know, Kerry's the home of Gaelic football. We hear that Donegal showed better Gaelic footballers there today than Kerry for a lot of things. Now, Kerry had a couple of very good, Sean O'Shea, Paddy Clifford, very good players, Thomas Sullivan, a lot of very good, Jamie O'Connell, not very good players, but Donegal showed a lot. It's a great victory. I'm not going to talk about the rules or anything else, but as far as the performance is great, it's a great victory. And for Donegal people, you know, it does, I know the older people especially, it's a great day when you beat Kerry. I think it's brilliant. Maybe the younger people say, oh, sure, you know, beat Kerry. But it's a great day because, you know, and a great day when they showed the bottle, we showed that we're looking here, and we're, you know, even we go down and even we away a goal or anything else, that we're going to dig deep. So, yeah, brilliant. And weather, we couldn't ask for better weather, Paddy, for the trip back up the road.
Yes, delighted to be joined by Donegal selector Neil McGee. Neil, 2-point victory for your trips. What did you make of it?
Ah, listen, we're delighted. Like, it's both myself and Colin were chatting there, like, we've never came down here and won, so, you know, many times we were down here over probably over 20 years and we never got a result down here, be it league, whatever, like, so it's a good boost for the lads.
Yeah. What was the feeling at half time leading 11-7, but probably we felt maybe could have been further ahead?
I probably do the same thing. Probably another couple of points, like, probably should have slotted over that 1-pointer. I know Paddy took it back for a 2-pointer, but probably away from home, take your points, these kind of things. But maybe another point or two ahead, we'd have been happier, like, you know. But we knew that, we knew the surge was coming from Kerry. Whether we got a, we got a wee bit of a lead then, but we knew it was coming. So I thought, listen, we managed it fairly well there.
Michael Langan going off after a couple of minutes. What's the story? What's the story there? Limped off.
Listen, he's just getting assessed there now. It's, I think it's a calf or something, calf or hamstring or something. So probably get him in for a scan now early this week and see what the story is like. But listen, Michael's been, he was captain there today again. You know, he's the best midfielder. Like, it's, he was a huge loss going off there. And in fairness to the boys, the knuckle down when he went off, I thought Kieran Moore done really well there, you know, when he went in there. So
we were informed at one stage that Gavin Mulroney had come on for Sean Patton, so I think we may have mentioned Mulroney. So apologies. Actually, no, we don't need to apologize to Mulroney. He'll be delighted we were praising him. We couldn't see them with the sun for a couple of minutes. Sean Patton's kickouts in that second half when yous were under pressure. Whoa, different level.
You know, Sean has the boot, like, and that's the weapon he has. Like, and from the management point of view, we'd probably like to get our hands on a bit more ball there. You know, it's probably fact that, I don't know what the numbers are, Tommy will probably tell us there in the bus on the way home, but looking in at it, like, we'd like to maybe get our hands on a bit more ball there. That's something we're probably going to have to look at. Like,
it's huge, isn't it? Because with the 3v3 structure, that midfield platform, because every time today, Kerry would have 7-8 minutes, yous would have 7-8 minutes, those times they were dominating the middle, then yous came back to dominate the middle, and incidentally, both sides actually, it's various stages dominated the opposition kick out. It's frantic, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, that's the pattern that's kind of forming in the early days of these games. It's the midfield battle and the breaking ball. And I thought maybe Kerry edged that battle, and suppose the fact that we're to come away from home, what the points? Well, I thought Kerry edged that battle anyway in the midfield, so that's a real big thing for us.
What are your thoughts overall on the rules and how they're manifesting themselves so far?
Suppose personally, I like them. I like some aspects. I know there's probably going to have to be tweaks. You know, for instance, handing the ball back to the ref, 100% the dissent one. But you know, it's just the fact that you have to hand the ball back to the opposition player. You know, I think that one probably has to go for sure. Like, you know, 100% the dissent one. That's a good one. Like, you know, but
you're saying that's a good one.
In terms of the game, like, but like, there's always the 12-11 one's up for debate, so we'll probably need to see a bit more of that over the next few weeks to have a judgment on that one. I like the 3v3 up, you know, I like that one. The problem, it's going to be club level, it's all right there today, but club level is going to be the big one for that one.
Down at Marigallen or up in Pierce Memorial Park, yeah.
What's the other ones there? Obviously, the thing then, you've seen more long kickouts. I know we'd like to get our hands on more ball, but as spectator wise, looking in, it's exciting, like, you know.
Yeah, there's absolutely, just the last one on that, how hard is it to coach the new rules? Is it just such a huge shift, or is it, do you almost still treat it like a game of football, but here, lads, there's a couple of little things you have to do?
Our principles, a lot of them are the same. Like, obviously, you have to coach different things, and we're kind of going from game to game, seeing the more data we get, like, the more coaching we can do. We hopefully will have, by the end of the league, we'll have a big picture, and we'll see over the bigger picture, see where we're at, you know.
I promise this is the last one. We hate singling people out. There were 8-9 brilliant performances here, but we just want to, and we don't want to ever overhype a young lad, but just that block at the end from Finbarr Rorty, would be very proud of, as a brilliant defender yourself. But he looks, I saw him walking out there, he looks like a 28-year-old seasoned campaigner with 3 All-Stars, but what a block.
He's, you know, Finbarr, see the attitude he shows already to training there. And I would say he was a wee bit hurt from the goal, and you could see it in him then, and with determination, but he does that every night of training. That's a recurring team every single night in the training, and he's bringing that standard to training, and boys are kind of following his suit. He's leading already, and he's only in the door. Like,
just lead, promise the last one. Only one team has ever gone down with 6 points, Cork, a couple of years ago, since the reshuffle of the league. Is there one win away from that, we'll call it magic 6 points? Is just priority surviving rather than this big push for a league final when, let's be honest, the Ulster Championship's a week later, and that's the currency.
To be honest, learning's our big one at the minute. learning on these new rules, and I suppose the more we can learn, the more competitive games there, you know, it's everyone's going to be geared towards championship obviously, but learning every game. Now, hopefully now we're getting bodies back now in the next few weeks, you know, so we're going to really strengthen the squad soon.
Neil McGee, safe journey, and it's a long one back to Gidor tonight.
You'll be staying up, will you?
I'm hitting Supermax, but you boys can't. You have to lead by example.
I can go to Supermax.
No, you have to lead by example. Neil McGee, thanks a million for joining me on the Donegal GAA podcast.
Good man, cheers.
Yes, delighted to be joined by Ryan McHugh. What a victory for your side, Ryan. 23 points to 118.
Yeah, listen, great victory, to be honest with you. So it is. We came down here to win. No point beating around the bush, we did. Obviously, you want to put in a performance off, but in Division 1, you need results. So you do. So, listen, great victory. So it is, you know, it's a long trip down here. So being back up the road to 2 points is great.
Yeah. Your dad, Martin, was with me today on commentary for Ocean FM, and we were both saying the most pleasing aspect was every time he's hit back after adversity. Kerry came at you at the start of the second half, 3 in a row. You've responded. But more importantly, that Kerry goal, brilliant after that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're playing top teams, so you are. Every team's going to get spells and purple patches, you know. So I think you're living in a dream world. I think you're going to go out and play the 70 minutes on your terms and not have things going against you, you know. So yeah, definitely, I think we showed a lot of grit and determination. And I suppose, to be fair to us, last week as well, you know, going in at half time against Dublin, probably felt we should have been further up, and coming out in Dublin, go back to within a point. And I suppose similar to Kerry today, getting back to within a point. But great from the lads, to be fair. Every man gritted down and showed great determination. Thankfully, we got over the line.
Lost a couple of his lads as well. I suppose the big one, Michael Langan, after a couple of minutes. And yourself, did you go off injured? We're just wondering on commentary, or just tired you put in a big shift?
Unfortunately, I'm getting a wee bit older, so I am. And with the new game, the 70 minutes is tough. But nothing for myself. But no, unfortunately, Michael, I'm not 100% sure. I think it looked like a hamstring knock. I didn't get chatting to him yet. But listen, they'll have to reassess things. But again, that sport, as I said, going back to last week, Dublin picked up 3 injuries. You're going to pick up bumps and bruises, and that's why the squad is so important in football. And I think Paddy came on for Michael and played excellent as well, you know. So all the subs that came on done their part. Jamie comes on, kicks a point and different sort of stuff like that. So it's going to be massive, especially middle-aged players, you know. They're going to be changing in and out throughout the year, so it's going to be massive, the squad.
What is that like as a middle-aged player? And I know you ended up with 5 points, a two-pointer and 3. You put in a huge shift, but tell us what it is like in that middle third.
Listen, when you're in the middle of it, it's hard to sort of think, you know, that there's so much going on, so it is, but you just have to try and get your bearings. But no, it is, listen, it's definitely, I'm not big into GPS data and all that kind of stuff, so I'm not fit to tell you about numbers and all that kind of stuff, but definitely just, you know, you feel the body. Tomorrow it will be a lot sore, if you want to say, than last year. I think when you were fit to get the 15 players back, you were fit to maybe take a wee rest, if you want to say, you know, in your position, and as the ball was maybe going over more over and back, you know. This year, with the new enhancement rules, you just don't have the time to do that. So you're on the go all the time. But listen, I think it is great. Again, I thought it was, you know, from thinking back, I think it was a good game today from neutrals. Again, there's a lot of good football played, a lot of good scores. So there wasn't a lot of good forward play. So listen, that's what we want, you know. As I know I'm a player, but you're a supporter and you love watching Gaelic football as well. So that's what you want to see.
A lot of the going from the possession style football, that's really not the case anymore. I mean, maybe last year, you know, if kick out rates were around 50%, that would be seen as sinful, but that's what we're kind of seeing in the morning, and that's particularly what we saw in the first half. So we did.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and again, when you're in the middle of it, you don't like it, but, you know, watching as a neutral, watching other games, you want to see a bit of chaos, so you do, and I think that's exactly what we're getting at the minute, you know, and especially the kick out one. It's so hard to get primary possession into the hands from kickouts now, because it's really 50-50, you know, in terms of the ball going long on both sets of for both sets of keepers, you know. So we feel we're one of the best keepers in Ireland, and you said we're probably at 40-50%, so everyone's going to be, you know.
Yeah, was that the main focus on at half time, really, was it?
Kickouts. Yeah. Listen, we just thought we were playing well, to be honest with you, at half time. It was just a matter of coming out and doing the same. Unfortunately, we probably didn't do that. Kerry got back to, I think, maybe 2 points. But again, I think we showed good grit and determination. I think we put it out to maybe 5 points again. And unfortunately, let them back into it. But no, the thing at half time was just more of the same.
People are drawing parallels as well. The last time Donegal won here in Kerry, the top scorer that day was Martin McHugh with 5 points. Today it was Ryan McHugh with 5 points.
Very good. That'll be one for the dinner table during the week, all right.
Is this new game going to suit you, Ryan? Because is it going to be harder to man mark when there's so much space?
Yeah. hopefully, Ryan, you know, time will tell. Listen, it's still only early. There's two games in. But no, definitely, I do think it's a lot harder to get that out-and-out man marking. You know, the boys maybe inside, if you want to say the three full-backs or the three full forwards are going to get it a lot more maybe now. It is harder to come to mark the men coming because there's so much space. Yeah. So as you know, and especially if you take the keeper up, there's an extra man. If you go man mark a man, if he just stands out, if there's more space. So I do think it will help with that. Yeah.
What about Armagh then? It'll be a nice cracking one next week.
It will. Yeah. Listen. I think the crowd in Balbofay last weekend, it blew my mind. Honestly, I think it was 12,500. It'll even be more next weekend with Armagh coming to town. You know, there could be a sold out house in Balbofay. So it'll be a great occasion. So well, you know, we love playing in Balbofay, and to be fair, the pitch and all is in great shape up there now at the minute. So listen, looking forward to it. Get back up the road, get recovering, get reassessing for Armagh next weekend.
Now we hear from Donegal manager Jim McGuinness, who spoke in the immediate aftermath of his side's 2 points victory. Here he is talking to various reporters.
It was obviously going to be an important game for us. You know, you're away from home. It's a very, very competitive Division 1. So I suppose you're trying to put a bit of pressure on yourself to get points on the board early. You don't want to be in a situation where you're facing Armagh next week and Galway the week after that, and that's what's coming for every team. So it is very, very, very competitive, they worked hard. The ebb and the flow of the new rules, I suppose, maybe kicked in there at periods. We were in control. Kerry came very hard for us. They got the goal. They had the crowd behind them and all. So, but a wee bit like last weekend, they weathered the storm a wee bit and managed to get important scores at important moments and seen it out. So you prefer not to be in that situation, but I'm not sure if that's going to be a reality for any team moving forward. I think it'll be more like the hurling bottle, you know, where teams have energy in the game and you're pinned and then there's energy in the game. That's to me the way that it feels, but yeah, we're all learning, we're moving forward. I know the FRC are meeting this weekend again and probably taking the learnings from last weekend, the first two games. So we'll wait to see what comes from that. But it makes the journey up the road a bit shorter for sure.
Yeah. Jack kind of mentioned, Jim, that Donegal got 3 2-pointers, Kerry just got 1 2-pointer, and in the end, on the scoreboard, that was essentially the difference. Is that a real facet of the new rules that teams have to get used to now?
I think so, yeah, probably. You know, Galway showed that last weekend as well. You know, they put on a bit of a clinic in terms of kicking long range points. So it is sort of, it's a very important part of the game. I'm not sure how much you can coach it, to be honest with you. You do need natural kickers. I think fatigue plays a part as well. When we were pinned and we couldn't get across, and them spaces opened up, there were opportunities for Kerry to kick scores. It is going to be, I think, and I've said it to our own lads, there's going to be games this year where teams get bloody noses. You know, there's going to be teams killed at the death here between fatigue and long kickouts and 2-pointers. I think all them things put far more chance into the games, and you could have a brilliant 60 minutes and not get anything out of the game, and I think we will see that as the season goes on. So we're trying to make sure that it's not us, and it nearly was today.
Jim, that was the, you put 2-pointers in both halves today. That's the first game I've seen that, because the breeze has been so strong in all the games. Is that what we're going to see in the summer and the better weather, where teams are going to get them from both halves?
Yeah, but again, you're back to personnel. Like, you're back to personnel, and you're back to defensive structures as well. You know, you're back to systems. You know, you're back to man-to-man combat. You're back to fatigue. You know, big game mentality. You know, you need the right man to step up in the right moment. You know,
yeah.
We went for a 2-pointer today. We probably should have took a one in the period of the game, and you know, playing against the breeze and only having a 2-point lead, Paddy put brother out and went for it. We did the same against Dublin, so we're all learning, you know.
Yeah.
We're all learning, but Paddy had kicked a brilliant one before that, so we felt, don't you know what, have a go at it. But these are all the types of things that management teams are going to have to sit down and work out before the championship. You know, when's the right moment to look for these, and when's the right thing to do it, you know?
Yeah, a minute feels like a long time now in the game. And the last couple of minutes there, like, there's 4 or 5 minutes to go, and you have a couple of point lead.
Right.
It's not possible to just keep ball there anymore, is it?
No, like, There was serious fatigue on that pitch in the last 15 minutes from both teams. Serious fatigue. We lost the ball up an established attack. I'm not sure if it was Kramer or Connor or one of those lads. And it was just too tight. They would look for a pass and the pass wasn't there. But the reality was we were too tired to support the ball. We were too tired to get into the right positions to support the ball and come under and sort of move the way that we were moving in the first half because they were just so tired. Because it's just like the pitch is 140 metres long, you know, and it's just transitional play all the time. And, you know, 70 minutes of that, it's not easy. It's not easy, you know. So, trying to navigate all that's going to be very, very challenging.
Is that a design now, Jim? And when you have to bring on your subs at a certain time, is there real emphasis put on when they're brought on and who particularly is brought on? Like, is it up to a stage where, like, maybe a Ryan McHugh empties himself for 60 minutes and then on that 60-minute mark he comes off, like we saw today?
Yeah, well, Ryan's as fit as you get, like, and we've to take him off in the last two games, you know, and that probably answers the question in his own right, you know. But the subs are going to be huge, but Jamie gave us a massive boost today off the bench, you know, and presented for kickouts, kicked the scores, all of that, you know. Patrick did that last week for us, you know. And did well today as well, but Jamie had that big impact, and I think you're going to need that from all five of your subs if you're going to survive coming down the stretch. But that doesn't take into consideration the fatigue element or the injuries element, you know, or even the tactical element that such and such is doing really well inside. We need to make a change. You can't really do that anymore because you know that these changes have to be made in the last 20 minutes because of fatigue. So it's tricky. It's tricky, and there's a lot to think about, and there's a lot to work out, you know, in the coming weeks.
And we say Donegal, obviously, now they had five games on the bounce, and we spoke last week. Desi Farrell said as well, with three hamstring injuries, players are going to get tired, players are going to get injured. And we saw today with Michael Langan. What stage is Michael in at the moment?
Well, he's definitely pulled his hamstring. You know, I suppose the travel as well. Yeah. You know, it is a long journey. You know, and. That might have had an impact on it. You know, maybe the game last week, the challenges are, there are a multiple of three or four or five in terms of what the football these boys were playing last year. That is the reality. I mentioned that last weekend, and a lot of people jumped on that negatively, I thought, that we were playing games or we were trying to feather our own nest to an extent. When the FRC had their first call with all the county managers, it lasted 3 hours and I never spoke. I never spoke on the call because it's not my place to speak on the call. It's the FRC needs to decide what the rules are, and we'll coach to those rules. But I think if you're asked your opinion, you give an opinion, it should stand as your opinion, not that it's some type of spin. So from my own point of view and from a Donegal point of view, I know the FRC are doing a huge amount of work and meeting constantly to try and refine everything. Whatever they decide to do, we'll coach to that. We will coach to that, and we'll be happy to coach to that and run with it.
Are there any preferences you like or don't like?
There's nothing that I really dislike. I think handing the ball back, it's very difficult to do that, and it's very difficult to do that in the context of tackles and everything. I think there's nothing disrespectful about grabbing the ball and pushing the ball into the ground and saying, right, that's where it happened, that's your free. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's what people used to do years ago. Like there was a situation in the friendly there in the pre-season where a foul happened outside the 45 and the advantage went on to the 14 and the fellow then had to go back out to the 45 and hand to the ball even though he's playing marking the corner forward. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to leave him to give you the ball so you can kick the ball into him. You know, so put the ball down. Put the ball down, and you know, but I do agree with it. I do agree with the fact that if you want to play fast and somebody's holding on to the ball, or they're sitting on you with their knees and they're not letting you get up, I think that's fair enough, you know. But if somebody grabs the ball and puts the ball down and say, that's your ball, go on ahead, I don't see why you should be punished for that, you know. I don't think that's fair. Like,
and I know he didn't get on today, but Johnny Carlin is in the panel and he's got wonderful sporting CV. How did he become? Because he played for Wicklow last year.
That's right.
How did that come about that he joined the panel?
Ah, well, he's a Donegal man, isn't he? And played for Red Hughes, you know. And he's back home and he's living, like, you know, and would have played, I suppose, done really well a couple of years ago in the Ulster club scene. That's where probably he would have came to light initially. But we cast the net very wide this year, so we did, in the hope that we would find a couple of players, and we've brought a couple of players in. We have a development squad as well. We looked at 65 players. That was the number, in the view that we could maybe try and find one or two. And Kieran Moore was that player last year. You know, he was a player that wasn't going to go to the trial. He wasn't going to go to the trial. One of his friends convinced him to go, and the rest is history, as they say. He's a fine young player. So, in my opinion, there's good players in every club, you know. And when I went in initially to Donegal, a big thing was Innes Owen, and thankfully now, you know, you see the fruits of that. Ryan Bradley's legacy, probably Paul McGonigan, these lads, the fruits of that. Now you've got three players that are playing in central positions and stuff. That's very, very important for Donegal moving forward. It's very positive. We had an Innes Owen team in an All-Ireland final, you know, last weekend. So all of that is very important, and we have to look at Innes Owen. We have to look everywhere to see can we find a player, because there's a good player in every club. There's a player in every club that knows what it is to carry the responsibility of leading that team. And sometimes the further you go down the divisions, the more that responsibility is. So that's what we've tried to do.
What about Armagh? Sorry, just Armagh for next week. Like, it's the All Ireland champions coming to Balfay. They bring a good crowd. There's been great support for Donegal so far. Like, that should be a cracker.
There's nothing I'm going to tell you about Armagh that you don't already know. Between Donegal and Armagh, not one thing. You know, the place will be packed. Half of it will be orange, the other half will be Donegal, and it'll be feisty as usual, and a great game for us, fantastic game for us, and great to have it as a home game. All-Ireland champions coming to Balfe, Dublin last week, fantastic, down in Killarney this week. Sure, I mean, it was very, very well signposted that this is what the Division 1 was going to look like this year, and it's playing out that way. So we have to first of all try and find a way to recover them, and then look forward to that game. That's what we have to do, look forward to the game and see what we can get out of it.
Is Michael close to...
He is, he's close.
Will he be back next week?
Listen, it's not about that, it's about us being comfortable with the decisions that we make with him. You know, we want to make sure, like Michael Lang in the day, we want to make sure that Michael is ready to step in, and when he does step in, then that we're risk averse, if that makes sense. So Michael, and as I mentioned, you know, a couple of other players that have come back into the panel, they're in the same boat, and we'll make a decision on Michael this week. But he's healthy, and he's probably looking to get going himself at this stage. But if it's this week or next week or the week after, we'll wait and see.
Jimmy, one final one. Listen, you were a box-to-box player when you played down in Tralee, right? Now with...
This could go anywhere, Martin.
This could go anywhere. No. When you look at... There was 42 scores today. I don't know how many scores are up in Derry. You played Dublin, lots of scores. As they say in cricket, you know, you like to see a balance between the bat and the ball. In other words, it shouldn't be one way. Do you think that there's a proper balance now, or a right balance between defence and attacking? In other words, is it tougher for defenders? There's lots of scores being scored, lots of energy, as you were talking about, and, you know, tiredness, etc. How do you see that?
I don't think there's a balance there at the moment. I think it's almost impossible to defend. It's almost impossible to defend. The game is just crazy transitional. It's off both kickouts. It's off turnovers. It's 1v1 combat in the attacking half, plus the goalkeeper. So the balance, you know, the balance between, if we're talking 50-50 here, it's 65-35, I would say. You know, that these teams can get you stopped, can get you slowed, they can get contact and that type of thing. But Finbar Rorty, 18-year-old today, made a brilliant block, maybe, and a very important block in us getting a result down here today. But, like, I don't remember much more.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't remember much more. You know, we were getting our shots off, they were getting their shots off. Could that get boring? It's probably a question.
Yes.
Could that get boring is a question, you know? Yeah. You see hurling, and it's just going over and over and over and over and over. It's hard to get... Like, last weekend, we were watching the scores come in, and to my mind, the football scores trump the hurling scores.
Yeah.
So I think that might answer the question.
It does. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks. Yes, Donegal 23 points, Kerry 1 goal and 18 points. Let's hear from the Kerry perspective. I'm delighted to be in the company of, in my opinion, one of the finest broadcasters in the country, Tim Moynihan of Radio Kerry. You are brilliant. Kerry, maybe not so much today. What's the feeling from your own perspective?
It's interesting. I suppose we came on a high into this one, Paddy, after last week, you know, that late flourish with 2 minutes to go. We thought the game was gone from us, and it's only a goal and a second goal. But I think we probably read too much into that from a Kerry supporters' point of view, thinking that all would be rosy here today. And we are hearing down here, Paddy, that Donegal are well prepped, as in probably have a number of weeks more than Kerry. No, that's no excuse by what happened to us here today. But I thought they were very measured in their approach. And one thing we alluded to during the commentary, Amaris O'Donovan and myself, that at times Donegal were able to take a break from, you know, after a run of play, because this game is very intense and energy zapping. And you were saying today that, you know, they carry a ball lateral and then there was an injection of pace. And I think, especially in the first half, defensively, they were so well set up, Donegal. We found it very difficult to break them down, because we even post-match there with Jack O'Connor, the Kerry manager, we were asking him, why didn't we run down the centre more? But your centre back at times on Gallagher ran into the centre, and, you know, he'd guys chasing him. We never did that, and we kind of walked around the D from one flank to another. And we're saying the whole idea of these new rules are, you know, you could bring the foul, you're supposed to pass players, and we're still kind of in that Kerry of old, that going lateral, and by the time you do that, I know you can't bring back the numbers you can't in the past, but it's making it very difficult. So there was a lot to like about Donegal, and I tell you, there are big men along the half-forward line as well, and no different to midfield with Kieran Thompson, you know. It's that midfield, and I thought their own man Dermot O'Connor flourished in the middle of the field, and he tapped, and he's come on leaps and bounds. But looking at Donegal, you'd know there's a Jim McGuinness mark in it, and I'm not saying that because there was, I suppose, real freshness again, a refreshness when he came back, but it's very, very measured, and players believe in they can do a job for him, and I thought it was very evident this afternoon.
Both sides, Tim, have so many players to bring back, and we haven't enough time to go into each and every one of them. It's only February, and Kerry's currency is lead the way in not just national leagues, but all Ireland's. You are the aristocrats. How are league defeats taken in Kerry? I know all Ireland defeats, there's a post-mortem that goes long into the winter, more so than any other county, given the standards and probably the values you have as a football county. How are these league defeats? Like, will there be a mini post-mortem after each defeat?
Would you believe there's analysis or post-mortems in every 10 minutes of playing Kerry? And that's where we live in. It's even tomorrow, like, there'll be people out there, you know, question maybe the way Kerry's set up. That's the way. And I suppose there's a demand, and we can no longer take it for granted. We have this divine right to go off and win all Ireland's. Teams have, you know, have the measure of us with the last number of years. I know we hit the jackpot in 2022, but you talk about players to come back. You know, we've the likes of David Clifford. We feel that this game, if we...
Just David Clifford, yeah.
You know, if this game might be, you know, made for a player like that, a player that was, I suppose, caged over the last number of years. And like any good forwards, no different to yourselves, McBrearty, when he comes back, that these are players that should flourish under the new rules. But that's what we thought we were lacking today. Even Ambrose, you know, he's an old head, and he can see the game probably in a different manner to the modern thinking footballer. But you know you only win a game by putting that ball over the bar and to get yourself in the zone. He's not into these flanks, he's not into these walking the chalk, as we call it, and waiting for a shooter. His idea of a shooter is that you have six forwards that should be able to score. Should be able to score anything inside 35 or 40 yards that you look up at that post and you plant it. And we feel that the game has gone now is that there's a designated shooter, and we're looking at an inside forward line today that were hungry for possession. The two Ganeys, Dylan Ganey, likewise Conor Ganey, and the full forward Donald Downs. And you want fast ball if you're those forwards. And we're just slow. That transition from defence to attack. I know we're on the second game in, and I'm not playing the Eric Kerry stroke here now, Paddy. But, you know, Kerry has, I suppose, pride in themselves. Even the back, the gate, great games of the 70s and the 80s when Kerry were the golden years, as we call them. We were conceding big scores, but we were scoring a lot more at the other side of the field. So we're looking for more of an offensive game here in Kerry. And again, it's early days. We can be critical, but that's the makeup of us here in Kerry. You question everything. And I suppose that feeds on to, I know they take much notice, I don't think they do, the management of the Kerry team or whoever's involved with them. But look, Kerry, we're looking for something special. We hope and we think that maybe these new rules will present us with that luxury. But we hate going lateral. I mean, you measure it today down here to my right hand side. It's called the Doctor's Avenue end. Now, that's a bit of education for you, Paddy. But that was well set up defensively by Jim McGuinness today. We found it very hard to break. And we were looking at your centre-back, and he was running into the heart of us. Then we were looking at certain players on the Kerry side. that had to go left and right down flanks to prize an opening. We want that Kerry player to be able to break the tackle, either win a free or put it over the bar. And you're renowned in Kerry that you never, you, in years gone by in Division 1, Division 2, Division 3, you wouldn't get on a Kerry club team or divisional side if you could kick a ball over the bar for 40 yards. Now we seem to back off them in defence and let the opposition do it, and we're not. And I'm not being overly critical in Kerry, but I'm only just saying what supporters are looking for.
Yeah, that's well. That's really well summed up, and it must be hard for management teams sometimes because of that tradition and that history. And once upon a time, I've watched all the documentaries. I've listened to the ones on radio about how there used to be open training sessions back in those golden years, and your old men and your old women would come in and watch the training sessions, and then Kerry managers have just had to adapt, and that shift can't be easy.
Yeah, you remember that tree, that famous tree, and sort of man on top of it. All I'm saying is that how that'd tell you how close training sessions are now in Kerry. But you're dead right. Come amongst the final, I'm speaking like a dinosaur now. If dinosaurs could speak, they come back years ago. You'd have 7,000 or 8,000 of the Kerry training session coming all around the semi final stroke final. That is absolutely huge. You're lucky to have 7 people inside here now, and they're probably stewards, you know, during the training session. And that's the way the game, I suppose, the margins, it's gone semi-professional. We're traditionalists down here. We're always looking for, you know, we're delighted that Dermot O'Connor again, to see clean fetching in the middle of the park. We've been deprived of that since David Moran stroke, before him, Dar O'Shea. And just like, we're nearly applauding someone now if they catch something that was a natural skill. And that's the way the game has gone. But I think there's plenty of ways to, I won't say manipulate the rules, but to work around the rules to your advantage. And it is like, I would hope that David Clifford is not inside in the full forward line. I hope he's out around the 40, because he's well able to sell the dummy and plant it from long distance. And probably, are we looking for him to come back? And I hope the weight of that is not on him. And, you know, there's a lot of good things. Jason Foley, you know, had a tough time in Celtic Park last weekend. I thought he did quite well, our full back this afternoon. Outstanding. Mike Breen is back from injury. And you know, that, you know, we've a heavy one coming to town next weekend, Paddy. Dublin, great rivalry. It's one of the best nights of the year in Tralee, Austin Stacks Park, under lights, great atmosphere. And Dublin and Mayo over the last couple of years bring that. But Kerry, that'll go out the window as far as Kerry's got. Kerry supporters want to win. Kerry management will want to win. You know, too many people judged, as I said, that last 2 minutes in Derry, which was a kind of smash and grab today. But I think there's a marked improvement in Kerry's display this afternoon compared, because, you know, we were chasing that game above and we weren't presented with that opportunity today. And that's big shooting as well. The scores are big now. What did Donegal score? 23 points. That's heavy shooting, you know. And I thought it was a very measured. It's a typical, and I mentioned him again, Jim McGill, huge respect. He lived down here long enough for us in his early days when he was going to college. Jim McGill, it's a typical, everything is measured by him. And the game fell, if you want to fall nicely for a manager, I think he did everything right up to the final quarter and he was in control of the game. He had Kerry chasing. And I tell you, it's down to that. And Joe is going to be very good for the rest of the season, Paddy. I think tactically, managers, stroke management teams will be found out. And, you know, around the country. Because it's going to be a game where, before you were relying on footballers, we knew what a blanket defence was. It was very easy to set up a blanket defence when you were allowed. But now, you don't probably have that luxury. There's more one-on-one duels. And I think tactically, you know, they'll look in detail at every rule. How can we gain an advantage in the opposition? You can do so many things with the game now under the new rules that I think we could have a surprise package coming out during the championship.
Well, you've led me nicely to my last question. I know you want to go home. You mentioned a surprise package coming out of the championship. Listen, it is February, and I mentioned the currency for Kerry, and listen, for everybody at the minute, it's all Ireland's. Last year, we felt numerous people, national pundits, local pundits, there's only a kick of a ball between 4 or 5 teams. We didn't have that for a while. There was, you know, Kerry and Tyrone dominated for a while. Dublin, you know, with an incredible team. Last year, Donegal could have won it. Kerry could have won it. Armagh, Galway. Armagh did win it. Dublin weren't far off Galway. It was very close. I'm getting the feeling with these new rules as well, it's going to be the same thing this year. There's realistically, in my opinion, 5-6 teams can go and lift Sam Maguire. There's nothing in it.
100%, Paddy. And, you know, I mentioned that the Donegal approach, starting very early and measured. That's a professional outfit that starts early, because you know there are only a few months you're inside in championship. And, you know, it's about thinking. I know Jim McGuinness probably played it down by coming down today saying, oh, the league is like this. That psychologically, he knows. You know, he's done a lot of psychology in his time. He knows how that fits inside a player's mind now. And he'll create an element of doubt. If we were to meet Donegal down the line, we know what Donegal are fit. But there's a fear factor already in Kerry. because of Donegal. It will. That's the way the game works. And I think that's going forward.
I'm dishing that. That's the only point now I don't agree with today.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Paddy, that's the way it works, because, you know, he's a big name. He's serious players, and he'll get him. You know, the only thing was mentioned in the press conference over when Jack was doing it, he was saying, like, the level of fitness and the stamina and the run and the energy, like, will teams be able to hold it right up to the end of July? And that's the big thing. You know, it's one thing to get ahead of the posse, but it's so professional. It's all about recovery now. And I'm hearing that some players, like after the game today, they won't be training before next Thursday night, because the current game, it takes so much. We saw a lot of, I'd love to see the average, what every player is doing. We had a guy called, and you remember him, Dunica Walsh, who's playing wing forward. So he was a machine as far as covering, you know, the length and breadth of the pitch. He was averaging 13 kilometres in a game. I think a lot of players are up around that now, if they're let. And do you know what I can see as well, Paddy, whilst we're on it? I think there'll be a call for extra substitutes, because, yeah, the five is very limited, and even I'd nearly go to seven, because, like, 70 minutes of high-powered football, and players are getting stronger, faster, they're fitter, but can you stay going at that? And the game can change on a, you know, on a wing, you know? And that's what makes it very interesting. And I think there's probably one of the two teams is happy tonight, and that's Donegal going home with the prize thing. But I thought there was a marked improvement on our performance. So all is not lost in the kingdom.
We'll take that.
It's into the great. Isn't it great that we're talking about Donegal being in the mix? We'd hope that we're in the mix. Dublin won't go away. They're cute, above in the capital. Galway's the Armaghs, the Tyrones. It's like you say, Mayo will always, you know, they're knocked down, they're on the ropes, they come back in. I'm not saying that they're at the level of those things, but like you say, there's definitely 6/7 teams, and you will have a surprise. You will have a surprise in it when it comes to knockout stages, because you can see a game can turn in a second. You're 5 points ahead, and suddenly you get a 2 pointer back to a 3 point game. So it depends what rules are going to take into the championship. But I think it's for the betterment of the game, Paddy.
It's tougher on commentary as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and tough when you get programmes that are copied and pasted from a couple of weeks back. I don't know why didn't we.
This is a national problem, and yeah. It's not. No, that's not even Kerry. That's a national problem, and it's very unfair. And you see it in club and right throughout the country. It's unfair on spectators,
and it's unfair, on the listener at home as well. You could be talking about somebody that's not even playing, and because we're only issued with those names, with, you know, 7 or 8 minutes to go in a game. But look, that's not making any excuse for us. But it is tough, and I find it. I don't know if you find it in commentary that even last week I was caught, because there was two late goals by Kerry. Normally, when the commentator is doing it, he goes to the man. When the ball goes dead, his co-commentator, what, you know, his idea, how that goal came. But suddenly we were talking about it last week, and the ball was in the back of the net again, because it was, it's a bit like hurling, you know. But look, all is good. And there's fierce respect. And I'm not saying it because I'm speaking in your podcast or to Donegal people. There's fierce respect for Donegal. And when I see Martin McHugh was here earlier, and he, you know, gets on great with Ambrose O'Donovan. They actually, the last time Donegal won before today was in 1988, Knossenstack Park, and both those men were playing. And to see him having the banter out there, that's what the G is all about. Let's hope we won't lose that, Paddy.
There's absolutely no doubt about that. The voice of Kerry, Tim Moynihan, what a brilliant broadcaster, commentator, and your sidekick, Mr. Ambrose O'Donovan. He's not bad either. What a gentleman.
A right old rogue. Look, I suppose with us, you know, some people might like it. You never get universal approval in our game, Paddy, but we travel together. We share a room together when we go. And he's a great man to tell a story. And you look, I suppose we hop off each other and we know where we can go with each other. And some people like it more, people don't. But look, we'll keep on doing it as long as they allow us to.
And so say all of us. Tim Moynihan, Radio Kerry, thanks a million. I'm honoured to have you on the Donegal GAA podcast.
Lovely. Thanks a million, Paddy. And safe journey home to you. And we look forward to your next visit.
Okay, the final section of the Donegal GAA podcast. The lights are off here in Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney. And Conor Breslin of the Donegal Democrat joins me. And we both have a long drive home. It would be nice to go for a couple of pints in Killarney, wouldn't it, Conor? But we can't. Thanks for coming on.
That's what mightily so it is. I think 5-hour journey back to Donegal town. I know it's longer for a few of the other Donegal supporters down here, but I know it was a great day. It's a bit of history today. First Donegal win in Kerry since 1988, so not a bad day to be here. I know it's a long journey, but long day. But I think it was worth it in the end to see the new routes, to see the team, how they're coping away from home, and I think they're all walking away happy today.
I'm getting a lot of stick here. People are texting me saying,
You said Gavin Mullaney came on at half time, Paddy, on your commentary. We were actually, sorry, apologies to Sean Patton, the sun was beaming down there, and we were told at half time that Gavin Mullaney had come on, and we, Martin and myself, were like, that's not Gavin Mullaney, that's Sean Patton. So trying to reluctantly not say his name, apologies to both.
Well, funny enough, actually, that came to us downstairs in the press box, where a lot of texts were coming in that Gavin Mullaney was going on at half time, or was Gavin Mullaney starting in nets? So I was like, no, he's not Sean Patton in nets. I actually met Gavin after I was talking. I said, you know, there was a lot of rumours going around that you were starting today in Killarney. I think Gavin was telling a few lads back home that he was going to be starting in nets, so it must have the news must have met it all the way down here to Killarney today. So I think that's where you got your news maybe from, Paddy. I don't know.
No, well, I knew Sean Patton played the first half. I was like, what are you watching? And we were like, That's not Mulroney. They don't even look anything alike, but we are quite far away from the goalkeeper when we're on this near side. Sean Patton's kickouts in the second half were unbelievable, especially when Donegal were under pressure. What did you make of it overall? It was a really good win, wasn't it, for Donegal, given, I think, the context, having won here. We've only ever come away with victory from Kerry once in 1988 in Tralee, so that was a really good win, wasn't it? We won't go overboard, but it was nice.
I know, it was a solid win, like, because you want to see how the teams are going to adapt under these new rules. And I think we're getting a little bit of overload, actually, in terms of these new rules. But I think what we can take from the last two Donegal games against Dublin, and especially today against Kerry, like, what could be a done deal now with these rules. And I wouldn't really be surprised if all of them came in, but the kick-out is certainly one that they're going to have to go with. Out of all the kick-outs today, you know, Sean Patton went short once. He went short twice, actually, one in each half, and got away with it both times. But you could actually see the loss of Michael Langan today, particularly when he went off in the third minute, and how Donegal struggled. So they did with them kickouts. Killian McGonagall came up towards the end of the first half. He was quite dominant with winning primary possession. But it's very funny because I was listening there during the week, and I was actually reading in the Irish Independent when they were talking, and I was actually talking to the Donegal stats man there just, you know, when we were walking off the field, because we were talking about how much, you know, kick-out tension and possession was key in the modern game when you went back to the old rules. I read during the week that the All-Ireland semi-final last year between Galway and Donegal, there were 41 kick-outs and 40 of them were retained by the team that took the kick-out. So it was up at around 95% to 97%, according to the Donegal statsman today. And he said from the last two games, it's been lower than 55. It was much lower than 50 today, actually, because Kerry were really, really dominant in the first half around the kickouts. But I think when Donegal really got to grips in the second half, Kieran Thompson was, you know, incredible around the second half. He got two monstrous points. Paddy Morgan got a break. Kieran Moore nearly got a goal at the start of the second half. It just rattled off the crossbar and went over. So there are key areas. I think another key takeaway, what Jim McGuinness was talking about in the press conference after, was he was ranking it, if you want to see how, you know, much of a disadvantage it is for defenders, he was putting it as a 65-35 disadvantage for defenders. And even when we were talking downstairs, you know, was there any real key moments there today that where defenders had to pull off massive saves, massive tackles, massive turnovers? The only one that really springs to mind was Finbar Rorty's in the second half, which was a key block that I think was on Killian Spillane. But, you know, apart from that, it's a really, really difficult game for defenders going forward. And we saw the way Jim had to make his subs as well. Ryan McHugh was absolutely outstanding today, well deserving of Man of the Match. But he spoke
that was some Bally one with, okay, he kicked 5 points, which is obviously incredible. That ball that was coming down to Rory Murphy down this near side, and Ryan was about 15 metres behind him, and he came out and won it, and it paved the way, I think, maybe for a Kieran Thompson point. That was incredible. So it was that was just 10 out of 10, wasn't it? He had no right to win it. Like,
yeah, and you're not going to get a fitter player on the field probably than Ryan McHugh, and Jim said that himself. But, you know, Ryan had to come off after 60 minutes. You know, he was, you know, he was, you know, totally knackered. So that's the way the game's going now. There's going to be so much fatigue, especially with Donegal. They have four games now on the bounce after this very hard Kerry game today. So it's a very, very different game to the one that we would have been looking at maybe, you know, 6, 7, 8 months ago. you know, I think you have to be open-minded about these new rules. You have to be open-minded about the game. There's a lot of difference to it in terms, for the first time in the history of the GAA, we're putting restrictions on players' movement. But I think so far it's going. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be more entertaining. Like, you know, you bring in new rules, it's a bit like wearing the emperor's clothes. If someone tells you it's good, automatically people believe it. Like, that's not necessarily true. But I think today we did see a, you know, fantastic game of all round, you know, classic fielding. Kicking maybe inside wasn't too great, but, you know, where we can see where Donegal will probably benefit from when they have a big open field, if they're playing in Croke Park or wherever, you know, the we got 3 2-pointers today, Patrick McBurtie, Oisin Gallen from a free, and Ryan McHugh, which was the opening score of the game. So Donegal, you know, you get maybe a certain man from Glenswilly called Michael Murphy back, and you put him around the middle of the field. I think he would have strived today in that kind of environment, or put him around the half-forward line and have him running at defences. So I think from Donegal going forward, you know, 2 wins from 2, Jim will definitely be happy with it, and onwards and upwards.
Yeah, and just for our listeners, maybe you're overseas as well, and a special shout out to all the people tuning in far and wide. Who do Donegal have to come back? Well, there's loads, really. There's, I suppose, you mentioned, obviously, Michael Murphy. No sign of Niall O'Donnell yet. Not sure what the status is there. Or Jason McGee, not 100%. Keelan McColgan, I would imagine, with the run to the All-Ireland club final, we'll see him, you know, back in action in the next couple of weeks. So hard to probably get information and inside information these days. And I mentioned players to come back. Michael Langan, midway today. Now, obviously, he'll have to be assessed. I had to ask Neil anyway. They don't know. He says possibly calf, but listen, we don't know.
Jim reckons it could have been a hamstring as well. So we did ask Jim, actually. And again, you know, it was you know, brought into question last week when Desi Farrell said after the game about 3 of his players going off and all due to hamstring injury. So I think the league, you know, when you're in the moment, it's great to see it and you want your team to do well. But I think for Jim and his management team, they're looking at the bigger picture. You know, it's about managing the teams for championship, because I think we saw in the last 2 years, Derry last year, Mayo the year before, you know, does the league really matter when you're coming into May, June, July time? I don't think it does. So if Donegal can rack up early points, they already have 4. If they can get 6 against Armagh, that more than likely guarantees safety. Now, you don't want to have, you know, be glass half empty and say, are we just happy with, you know, mid-table in the league? I think that's where the majority of Donegal fans and the Donegal panel would be happy with, because if they get to the league final, I think they're at the following week in championship, which if we go back the last 2 years with Mayo and Derry, it's not what you want. So I think it's just about managing players not getting relegated, which I think from our performance today and performance last week, I think, you know, we won't, because unless something disastrous happens, it's just about getting bodies back, getting them ready and getting them prepared for championship, really.
I can unequivocally say I would have no interest in Donegal in the league final. Like, I don't know, people might listen to that going, well, you've only won one league, but the optics of it, Donegal would be out a week later in the championship. And I just, listen, it's madness, really. I think if you just win the league, you should win the league and not have a league final. But that's probably for another day. I'd be delighted with 8 points, say, and finish 3rd, 4th, something like that, and let other teams bat it out that maybe have easy provincial championships. Some players were just, Sean Patton had a brilliant 20 minutes in that second half, didn't he? The kick out, you mentioned Finbar Rorty's block, incredible, like it was so good. Ryan McHugh just was outstanding today. I thought Hugh McFadden had a brilliant first 25 minutes, got in a lot of hooks, blocks, pinching it away, paved a couple of attacks. Kieran Moore, similar in the second half, done a lot of unnoticed work today, as did Pater Morgan. So many to name. Niall O'Donnell was always a threat. Kieran Thompson. Darrell Boyle must literally run a marathon every match. He's just in pristine shape, 52 weeks of the year. I thought Conor O'Donnell was very good, very direct. We know that. He's nearly like a new player because he missed so much last year through injury. I thought Owen McHugh done well when he came on. And I suppose, unfortunately, Jamie Brennan was very good, actually, when he came on. He got a kick to a massive score at a crucial time and kicked 2 in total. So he done really, really well. I mentioned Kieran Thompson, just that 20 minutes. He had a 10 to 20 minute spell. He was so good. And the sign of him, he actually gave away one ball and they saw him. He was actually raging with himself. The standards that he set, just superb in that little moment. So a lot of really positives from today, and I'm probably leaving a couple of players out as well, but so all in all, we've a good squad. And it's going to be about the squad. Like, it's going to be massive. You won't win an All-Ireland, probably not get to an All-Ireland final unless you have 20 good players playing well. We even saw Galway last year just falling short. Good squad. Picked up one or two injuries early on in that All-Ireland final. You're on the back foot there. So the lads coming on nearly need to be as good as the lads starting. And that's going to be key as we get in. Because it's funny, like, people, we all can't wait for the league to come back. And it's absolutely brilliant. But it's not like the old days. You kind of love the league from round one to round seven. Now, I find, you're probably the same, you enjoy the league for about three, four rounds. But already, you're thinking, it's nearly after today. You're thinking of Derry. In Ulster, you are, like, you used to be like, can't wait for all these league games. By round four, I'm just like, hurry up, Derry match. Does that make sense?
Well, you see, the whole thing around that is that it's not going to be realistic of the style of football you're going to play come Derry, because if you have a game plan or, you know, this kind of dark magic, you're not going to be showing it today against Kerry. You're not going to be showing it next week against Armagh. You're not going to be showing it against Galway. You're going to be showing it come championship time. And, you know, will Donegal be playing like this come the Derry game? Like, it's very hard to know how they're going to set up. Like, we didn't see Sean Patton come out from his nets at all today, you know, which, you know, I suppose...
He joined probably more in the first half.
Yeah, probably around the halfway line. But he was more played as an outlet ball, which, you know, was kind of going back to the way that it's the old system, where with this new 12-11, you know, where the keeper comes up, he gets involved in the game, tries to set up his shooters, because goalkeepers in the past were always used as outlet balls, that if you got stuck down one corner, you could come back out and play him and he could ping the ball left, right, where now the keeper is going to have to actively be involved. And, you know, speaking to a lot of people, it kind of splits opinion. My opinion kind of changes every week, whether I like the involvement of the goalkeeper. I think that the main thing is your goalkeeper is going to have to be extremely fit and extremely comfortable on the ball. I think we have that in Sean. Whether Sean's comfortable enough to get involved in the actual play, like maybe a Niall Morgan or a Rory Began, you know, that, you know, I think we'll have to wait and see that. But like, there's a lot of things to look forward to come championship, on how maybe Jim might set up and who plays where. As we said, there's a lot of bodies yet to come back. But I think so far the way they're going is great. Like, we are a running team with the new rules. I mean, I don't know what kilometres they're clocking up at the moment, but I mean, I'd be very interested to see their GPS stats today. So it would, because they were all over the field. As you said, a lot of unnoticed work as well. You know, Patrick Mogan, Darrell Boyle, Kieran Thompson, like, these weren't players that, they had their moments, but they didn't get on the ball an awful lot. But the donkey work they did, you know, around that and around players and setting the likes of Ryan McHugh and Kieran Moore and players like that up with the ball, you know, that was crucial today in Donegal's win.
Finally, a lot of people will be listening to this podcast on their Monday morning commute. That's when the listenership goes, you know, rises really high. So you're going to be listening, and this will be old news at this stage. The Abbey are in the McCrory Cup final tomorrow. Insane achievement to even get to a final. I know you're going to that one. Tell us all about that, Connor, for the lucky listeners who are tuning in late here tonight on the Saturday night, or maybe just before the Abbey's final.
They have a vocational school who are getting as much attention these days as Donegal. I think if you ask my colleagues in Donegal Live, I see their heads going through a wall about how much I've been chatting about it. No, but it's a fantastic achievement for the Abbey Vocational School, particularly that the fact they were in the McLaren last year. That was their first year in the McLaren Cup and they won it. Before that, and historically, apart from possibly St. Eunan's College, maybe De La Salle back in the day, Donegal schools would always take part in the Markey Cup, which is the third tier in Ulster, so it is. So the fact that we have a team now compete not only in McCrory Cup, because St. Eunan's did it for years, but to get to a McCrory Cup final, they're the first Donegal team to do it since 1961. No Donegal team has ever won the McCrory Cup. Okay, they're coming up against the St. Pat's team that have a gathering of 13 different clubs normally from Derry.
Strong Derry clubs as well.
Yeah, strong Derry clubs, and from a Derry team that won an All-Ireland Minor Championship last year. They have six All-Ireland minor winners. So they're going to be up against it. If you're talking about 13 clubs going up against three clubs in Neat Breed, Four Masters and St. Noel's, I was talking to the St. Pat's manager, who's actually a Donegal man. He's from Fannad, Willie McAteer. And he said in all his time of following Macquarie Cup, he never remembers a school getting to a final that only has a reach of three clubs. So, I mean, it's a fantastic achievement. It kind of bears the fruits of, you know, a lot of the underage that's been going on in Donegal Town. But they'll probably be up against it because of the tradition and the history of St. Pat's Mara. I don't think there's been five teams, as far as I'm aware, that have won the McLaren Cup and the following year have got to the Macquarie Cup final, but no team has ever won it. So, you know, history might not be on their side that way for the Abbey, but, you know, it's a fantastic day. I don't think anyone would have thought that they would have got this far. And, you know, they are an exceptional team. They're still playing under the old rules. But they do make the game very exciting. And the fact that they bet the Donegal South West team, which is an amalgamation of nine clubs and five schools, you know, that just shows kind of the talent they have and what they might be in the future.
Old rules, old money. You're a young man. What a brilliant Abbey Vocational School team. All the very best to them. And as I said, if you're tuning in on your Monday morning, Tuesday, whenever that match, of course, will have finished at that stage, Conor Breslin of the Donegal Democrat, thank you very much and all the best to your former school tomorrow.
All the best, Paddy. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me on the Donegal GAA podcast. That's a wrap from Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney. And various people messaged me, what about this team? What about that team? The podcast, the sole focus, I suppose, will be on the Donegal County team this year in terms of the review show. I can't be two, three places at once, unfortunately, but we will do what we can. Big thank you to all our guests on the show here this afternoon. A really famous victory for Donegal here in Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney. A first win in Kerry since 1988. Remember that last one back in Tralee when my co-commentator today, Martin McHugh, he was playing that day and he was Donegal's top scorer. Big shout out to Austin O'Callaghan at base. Donegal are on 4 points after two matches. They backed up that Dublin win last week with a 2-point victory over Jack O'Connor's Kerry today. And Jim McGuinness's side will face the All-Ireland champions Armagh next Sunday in the Cool Park Bally Buffet. That one throws in at 3:45. And finally, a big shout out to your loyal listeners wherever you are tuning in right throughout the globe. We really, really appreciate your time. Bye for now. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you next Sunday night.
FM. Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.